This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That you love me, yeah.
Tell me something.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before.
Fan text line 503-864-6326. We were pontificating. Other athletes who have done a 180 with their reputation from bad to good. You know, Michael Vick has come in a lot on the text line. And I guess so. I think the thing with Vic was time. And
a lot of these guys, it's time, I feel like.
Well, he paid his price. I mean, he did go away.
Yeah.
He went to prison. And so I think after...
But the fact that he's now been hired to be a head football coach in college and a leader of men, considering what he was doing time for. And
well, yeah, but I mean, to me, he was probably always the same guy. Not a horrible guy.
Sure.
Was doing a horrible thing. And... got caught for it, paid his price, and now he's... I mean, I just don't think it's quite as extreme as maybe it seems, but yes, he was certainly... He was public enemy number one for a while. A really good one on the text line that I think is closer to Bryson DeChambeau is Mike Tyson. And his is even probably worse than DeChambeau, or better than DeChambeau, whichever way you look at it, because the guy's pretty much a rapist.
He is a rapist. I think that's
DeChambeau's
horribly
not...
unfair to Bryson to group him in with Mike Tyson.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah, I see where you're going with that.
Bryson's done nothing that bad.
No, that's true. But Tyson, it is amazing that that guy, he just became a darling.
Yeah, he starts being in movies, he's on late night shows, he's like he's an endorser for things.
Someone said Kobe Bryant. Pretty good. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving.
I don't know that he's reclaimed it. I think he's
matured.
He was, but I mean, as recently as like 2 or 3 years ago, he was still. I mean, he was stepping in even after like the COVID vaccine stuff. He was stepping in it with the anti-Semitic stuff. Do you remember all that? Like. He's not. I don't think he's fully come back around again. I think he's just shut up.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's way out there, but if he just doesn't talk about it,
then people forget. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I tell you what, I did hear him talking after the Mavs Lakers game the other night. He was talking about the Luka thing, and he was very thoughtful and very interesting to listen to.
Whether you like his thoughts or not, he is thoughtful and he cares about. He's not just throwing stuff against the wall. He's a different thinker, but I guess to his credit, tries to think.
Someone said Earl Thomas the other way. Boy, that's true.
Yeah. There's a handful that have gone the other way. You're like, oh, he seemed like such a good guy till
we found out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's true of a lot of these guys. You know, we find out who they are and we hate, like Karl Malone, horrible guy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Karl Malone. So ABS, is that what they call it? Automated ball strike system. They're using it in spring training.
Yeah, I saw that.
Have you seen any of the vids of the challenges yet?
Yes, I saw one of them where think the umpire rung him up on a ball that was exceptionally high, and it was like, it's kind of laughable.
So a couple things you need to know. One, they're only toying with this. This is not going to be something that they are going to utilize during the regular season. It's just through spring training. But they have experimented with it on a lot of different levels, including the AAA level, in a lot of different ways. The only thing that they're doing in spring training this year with the big leaguers is they have the automated ball strike system, and that's the computer that calls balls and strikes. They still have umpires. The only thing that they have implemented in spring training is the batter, pitcher, or catcher can challenge a call by the umpire. Each team gets two a game. And if you challenge, then they go to the ABS system, which is outfitted in all the ballparks there. And then it will tell them instantly whether or not the call is overturned or not. I haven't watched much spring training, but I have seen the clips of this, and I got to tell you, it's great.
It's so quick.
It's really quick.
It honestly reminds me of the tennis system, where it's like, yes. Challenge, here's the eye in the sky right down the line. Yes, no, it's in, no, it's out, no, it's not, and we're here we go.
Yeah, they said that, and I saw a couple where a batter challenged, and they have an answer in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
Yep.
And so
you waste more time with the manager barking from the dugout.
Exactly. And I don't, it seems kind of silly that we're slow playing it to this level. They should just go to this. It makes the most sense, but they're kind of dipping their toe in the water on it. The funny part about it is that players are kind of proving that they have no clue where the strike zone is.
Yeah.
Pitchers, they're saying pitchers at the AAA level when they did this were almost 90% wrong when they challenged.
The pitchers were,
because the pitchers are the most biased. I mean, they're all biased, but the pitchers are like, oh, I threw a strike there. No, you didn't throw a strike.
Right. The other thing I feel like is going to happen is, you know, for our entire lives, we've heard, you know, the strike zone is from the letters to the knees. It's always kind of drifted down to more like belt to like shins or something. And I feel like pitchers who are able to, I guess, adapt to the system quicker than the hitters are going to be able to steal some free strikes, putting it in places that doesn't feel like a strike, but that the computer says is a strike. Does that make sense? Like, you know, up and away or something like that, where you can clip the corner and, boy, that didn't seem like it was in the zone, but the computer says it was.
Yeah, that's true. A little higher zone, maybe? And every batter has a different zone based on their height.
Mm-hmm.
Like Altuve, much different than Judge. So that's kind of interesting, and it's starting to learn the batter's stances and everything. It's a really interesting thing if you care about this kind of stuff, read up on it. But
wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They're saying that the catcher is the best bet to challenge. Like, at least so far, the success rate of the catcher is way better when he challenges than when the pitcher does. But over time, players will get better at it. They're offering them, and this is true in spring training this year, they're giving them iPads in the dugouts. So you don't always, when you're out there, when you know, the pitcher and the batter, they don't see what the robot calls. They only see it if it's challenged. But they can go back in after they're at bat or after their inning pitched, and they can go through each pitch and see where it was, if there were any differences between what the umpire called and what the robot called. So they'll start to learn very quickly, the more they implement this, you know, what is and what isn't a strike according to ABS. But it's kind of a cool thing. I just think they should have it permanently, and it should, I mean, it's kind of like in the NFL, when we watch challenges in the NFL, I actually have always thought that that adds a fun kind of dramatic element to football, because it allows the viewer at home to play referee for a couple of minutes.
Right, because you can jump to a conclusion sooner than the people on hand.
Yeah, that's pass interference, or, you know, whatever they're reviewing. He was out of bounds. There's no question he was out of bounds. Or I think this. And it's kind of this added element, added layer to viewing the game. And then you get the suspense of the call on the field is over, or whatever, you know. So then that's a kind of a fun thing. It's the same here. At least from what I've noticed so far with the ABS system in baseball, is it will add kind of a little dramatic. I mean, imagine ringing up a guy. Imagine, let's go extreme example, Game 7 World Series, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth. The ump rings him up, and the batter's like, no, challenge. And everybody's on their edge of their seat, like, is the game over? Do we win the World Series or do we not? And then in 10 seconds... call on the field is overturned.
Again, I'll go back to tennis for this. This happens all the time. Like in majors, it can be match point, and someone slams one down the line, and the referee says out. They're like, no, I just won that. And the crowd does this thing with this, like, escalating, dun, 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 oh! They say that it's in. It's like, there's a whole build up to it. It's great.
It's great. I'm just happy baseball's here. Sook's down there watching baseball right now.
That's right.
In what, about a... is it earlier than normal for them?
Oh, they do the thing where they don't change one time of the year when everyone else does. I can't remember which, though.
Yeah. Well, they've moved the season up, too. But anyway, opening day.
Right around the corner.
Right around the corner. We got Masters ads coming on our TV.
Hello, opening friends.
Day, March Madness. Sneaky good time of year, as long as we get through this stupid month.
We're almost through it.
Combine. All right, let's move on to in the news. I teased this yesterday. We didn't get to it. The Vancouver minister who practices what he preaches, and also dysentery on the rise in Portland, which is not great.
No.
It's not great. One other tease. I hope we get to all this. Which legendary Portland attraction has been deemed one of the dullest in the United States? It's in Portland. I think it's bullsh, but it showed up on a list of the most boring places. Okay. So we'll get to that. It's all on in the news. Stay right there. Here's Buck with SportsCenter.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.